Hunter Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. PSU men's basketball team lost last weekend to Minnesota Duluth. In the loss, James Ellisor had 28 points. Congratulations on the great night.
Thanks. Also, I felt great, and I'm happy about my performance, but we got to move forward and try to get some wins.
Lost seven in a row. This team is better than that. Has there been one thing in particular that has happened or not happened that has led to those seven, or has it been a combination of things?
It's a combination of a lot of things. Throughout the season, we have made a lot of adjustments as far as defensively and offensively. And the key is we just got to, you know, find a way to win. We're all great basketball, good basketball players. We're smart enough to play the game. We've been playing it for a while. So it's just up to us as players to, you know, find ways to win, find ways to get stops on at the end of games and, you know, try to get some wins.
It's human nature when things aren't going your way to maybe not play at 100%. Has that been the case for most of the team or not?
No, I think it's we've been playing really hard, and we've been going really hard during practice. It's just there's little things during the games, like little mistakes we make that cost us at the end of games, like a little charge here or a defense's assignment there missed here. And if we could just get the little things down, you know, we could probably close out games easily.
Going into that game, Duluth had, I think, lost nine in a row. So both teams had been struggling. You know that somebody's got to win the game, but is it even more frustrating when you guys are the ones that lose and their long losing skid stops?
Oh, yeah, it's really tough. You know, we beat them at their place last time, and they came down here hot. They were shooting probably above 50, 60%, and everyone was hitting on their team, and we weren't able to get stop them on defense. And we just got to, you know, focus, move on, move forward to the next weekend, and hopefully we get a couple wins there.
I don't remember the exact number, but I think you were something like 11 and 19 from the field. Really good free throw percentage, really good 3-point percentage as well. Do you know going into a game that you've had a pretty good shoot around, or you've had a good warm up, and shots are going to fall for you?
Oh yeah, I mean during shoot around on Saturday, I felt great. I felt like I was in attack mode, and I knew I had to be aggressive because Lance was out missing with an ankle injury. And he was one of our main scorers, so it was up to me to, score a lot and be aggressive, and that's what I did.
Crookston and Moorhead this weekend. What's it going to take to get two wins?
Be tough mentally. Make less mistakes than we had before, and just being focused on the road, especially, is going to be tough. Got two competitive teams, and hopefully we get a W.
If I'm remembering correctly, when you guys played them the first time, you guys lost on the Friday night and played terrible, to be honest. Came back the next night, I think you won by 15 or 20 or something like that. That's something you guys remember?
Oh, yeah, we definitely remember our Moorhead, the loss against Moorhead. That still lingers in my brain a lot because we lost by about two or three, and it was little mistakes at the end that costed us the game. And hopefully we correct those and, get a win. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.